Bingo Bango. The time is 6:09, almost 6:10. Let's wait for it. Do you want to wait for it? Let's wait for it.
No, because there's a time delay.
Okay, well, fine. The time is 6:00. No, now it's 6:10. The time is 6:10 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. It's the return of the Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah.
Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open our legs to the community. Anytime you want to call in, be a part of it. I'm sorry. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call it, be a part
really?
Of today's show. I'm sorry. Sorry. Be a part of today's show. The phone number, and please do call in, is 472-5667-472-KOOP. Anything said in the show is just the opinion of the person that said it. No one else's. Certainly not co-op board members.
Yeah. Take that, board. B-O-R-E-D. What?
Having to be so reasonable and wise all the time.
Yeah. We're tired of your mouth.
I don't know why we're pretending to go after the co-op, yeah. The lovely people on the co-op board.
We're going to the mattresses with the co-op board.
Yeah, which basically we're trying to say, don't blame those nice people for the stupid stuff we say.
Right, of course.
Yes. Hey, David.
Yes.
What did we hear to start out the show?
We just heard one of my favorite albums of the year, Together from the New Pornos. That was Crash Years.
The New Pornographers.
Yes.
Canada's own?
The very same.
I don't like it.
Necco Wafer and the rest.
Yes.
And starting us off, Cliff Richard, Cliff Richard, you make the call. From his album, I'm Nearly Famous. That was Devil Woman, because I had it in my head today, and it was fun to play.
Had a Devil Woman in my brain today.
Is that right?
Anyway, special thanks to Rush.
Yeah.
From Around the Town Sounds, and also Beatles, 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 more Beatles.
Beatle Party USA.
Yeah, for filling in last week. When we were otherwise disposed.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you very much for coming back, even though we weren't here last week. Did you miss us? We missed you.
That's right. The radio show that's got a puncher's chance. Taking it all the way.
What?
Cliche City. How are you, David?
I am great. A little hungry, a little tired, but otherwise I am very happy to be back on the air. How are you, Mac?
I'm also happy to be back on the air. I am very jet lagged.
Yeah, that's where you were.
Because I was not in this country the last week.
What?
That's why I wasn't here to do the last show, because I went to Italy. That's right, the country that looks like a boot. I would like to talk to you a little bit about that.
Please do.
But let me say, first of all, in terms of, well, going to Italy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Italy talk.
Or being there. Mac goes to Italy. Well, that's what we'll call this segment.
Right.
Okay. In case anybody was worried, David, USA, still A-okay.
Hey.
That's right.
I was sweating it.
No. That's right. Italy is the fourth nation I've spent at least one night in, and USA, still number one.
Well, good.
So everyone who's out there chanting USA along with the radio program, please continue to do so at all times.
Yeah.
Because you can.
That's why we passed out flags and just waved them.
Yeah. So anyone who is worried that I might come back and be like, oh, Italy's superior. No. USA, still the best. Still the best. Now, I want to get off the bat. I had a very nice time in Italy.
Sure.
You know, I had a very awesome trip. And I could go on about certain parts of it. But does anyone want to hear about that?
No.
The good stuff? No.
Not really.
I mean, this is... This is a show about first world problems, am I right?
Yeah, champagne problems. Yeah.
Exactly. People with comfortable lives finding reasons to go insane about something. Am I mistaken?
Is that not too far off.
Yeah, that's the plot of the show. So the good times you can just kind of write in yourself or something like that. I'll just mention the complaints. So obviously I did not boat to Italy. I took a plane.
Oh, you didn't pack your trunk?
I did not.
Okay.
And let's be honest, traveling by air is nothing more than a series of indignities.
Okay.
Like, it basically is just a system to, at the very end, like, rob you of your dignity. I think if you, there's a portion of our population, and I'm not saying that I'm a part of this, I'm not saying I'm not a part of this, that says, hey, why are we spending any time going after Osama bin Laden to try and get revenge? You know, like an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind or that kind of thing.
Right.
I think if you told those people, if we catch this guy, we'll make flying back to where you could just get off the car and walk straight to your plane. They'd find that guy tomorrow. Because really, it is a terrible thing to fly.
Yes.
It's, I mean, like, the lines, the removal of personal space, like, the lack of freedom to move around, like, bing, sit down. Like, it really is just, there's no way around. It's not a fun time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't like flying. And once again, first world problems. Like, you know, I don't like flying in a bow. Wow. Because I got my feet blown off by a landmine. You know, it's like, but you don't like sitting in a chair and moving.
Oh, poor you. You
amazing
had to...
speeds, 40,000 miles in the air.
They made us watch Did You Hear About the Morgans? And yeah. I hated it.
And part of me resents the efforts to make me more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Like in the plane, like, you know, you're crammed in this little seat and... You know, your stomach is being shaken up and we're going to give you the worst pillow in the world. Will that make you? Oh, no, it won't. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's like, but I will say that the air staff, the waitresses and waiters of the sky.
Yes.
They do tend. I do get a feeling from them that they know it's terrible.
Yeah.
And that they do try and make it a little bit better for the most part. I mean, it seems like the smaller the plane you're on, the more they don't care.
Okay.
Like if you're on like a giant plane, they're like, oh, okay, we got to be nice. But if it's like a small plane, they're like, you know what? If we were to get into a fight, I feel like I could scare enough people as a stewardess to, you know, regain control. So I don't really have to listen to you with your mouth off or whatever.
Right.
All that being said, this is probably the most enjoyable 9-hour flight I've ever taken.
Jeez.
And I will tell you the reason why that is. Now, this is the, you know, you and it's because of the movies I watched on the trip there. Now, in the past, you know, there'd be like either like one movie showing on the screen or in longer flights. Now it's like, well, there's several channels to choose from. Mm-hmm. This is the first flight, and I flew British Airways.
Oh, geez.
This is the first, which, by the way, you know, there's always that system of like walking back. You know, you have to get where people like me sit, you have to walk past first class.
Yes.
The first class of British Airways is ridiculous.
Did you hit your head on a chandelier?
Pretty much. Like, they basically get little, like, sleeping pods. It's like, oh, first class will get there first, not because they're seated to be front of the plane, but because they're in the future. That's what it looks like. It looks like the future.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you have to go back to your tenement.
Yeah,
with clothing strung up.
But now they're like, oh, hey, computers have been invented, so you will choose any movie you want from this giant list of movies, and you can start and stop it as you want.
Oh, wow.
So I don't have to, like, you know, wake up and I missed half The Borrowers with John Goodman. You know, now I can choose what I want. And it's pretty much like this. I'm going to say they're not blockbusters because none of these movies, like, did all that well at the box office. Like, like block bumpers, like sort of like they didn't bust the block. They just kind of, you know, touched it a little
bit.
Yeah.
Housebusters.
Housebusters, exactly.
They didn't level the whole street.
So on the way there, I fell asleep, but I watched Clash of the Titans.
Oh, wow.
And then I watched half of the movie The Losers, that action starring Idris Elba. I hope it's saying his name right.
He'll call in.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Zoe Saldana. It's basically like it's the A-team without the brand recognition.
The JV.
Yeah, and I watched half of that on the flight over, and then I finished it a week later on the flight back. And then I also, what else did I watch? I watched Date Night.
Jeez.
Date Night, I have to say, was, Date Night had previously knocked on this show without having seen it, because like Date Night does not look good.
Right.
I was pleasantly surprised by Date Night.
Well, yeah, it seemed pleasant.
In fact, that's the thing. I was pleasantly surprised by all these movies. I enjoyed every one of them.
Yeah.
I was like Clash of the Titans. I was like, this is kind of fun. And I don't get it. Like, how come Warner Brothers released that in April, and then their summer offering, one of them was like Jonah Hex.
Oh, geez, yeah.
But like, you couldn't switch those two around? Because like, I was surprised when Clash of Titans came out early in the year because I thought that was going to be a summer movie.
Yeah, exactly. But instead it made the perfect Easter movie, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, it's, and people are like, well, including myself, are like, well, if it's coming out in, you know, April or March, whenever it came out, obviously not that good of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty bad. But I watched it and I was like, you know, this is, you know, it's No Country for Old Men, but it's fun. It keeps the action going.
I had heard that it kind of was No Country for Old Men.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, there's little, yeah, the rumor was on the street. They have like nice little set pieces. The Kraken comes out. It's a giant, scary monster, not a stupid, evil starfish like in that one movie. You know the one. I can't think of it at the moment. The second Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you know what? I never saw the second
who
one.
Who cares? Bring Dead Man's Chest. Like, bring On Stranger Tides or whatever it is. the end of the world. Who cares?
Hello, Buena Vista?
Yeah.
This is the end of the Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah, but date night... Oh, what else did I... Let me finish that list first.
I love that you went to Italy and you're talking about movies you
saw. This is just my flight over. I'll get to Italy when I actually get there.
Okay.
Date Night, Green Zone, and From Paris with Love.
Oh, wow.
Date Night, by the way, when the Academy is considering giving out awards, I know they've given out, like, you know, like, what's her name? Judi Dench. Didn't she win for Best Supporting Actress in From Shakespeare in Love with, like, for a total of, like, 10 minutes of screen time,
yes,
or something? I don't know how long the scene is with James Franco in Date Night, but... Mwah. Awesome. That guy is so funny in that. He also, his character also references the movie Heat, which, oh, you know, I'm going to like, if I was in a theater, I would have been like watching it silently. Then when he referenced Heat, I would have been like, oh, what? But he's like, you know, he says like, are you Thomas so-and-so? And he's like, oh, they call me Taste. And he had me, they call me Taste. I don't know. He is just, he's not on screen very much, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by Date Night. And then also The Green Zone From Paris with Love. From Paris with Love, the worst of all of them. That was the one I still enjoyed, but I was like, it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
From Paris with Love is like exactly like Training Day.
Okay.
Except Training Day was set in Paris, and both of the main dudes like really loved America.
Okay.
Like really loved it. Like, so one of them wasn't a criminal, but he, you know, one of them, so you basically have like the guy who's like, John Travolta's like the Denzel Washington character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's crazy, goes by his own rules. He makes his fresh-faced new partner like do drugs.
Huh.
You know, he's like breaking the law all the time. But at the same time, he's like, instead of like, you know, doing it to pay back some Russian mobsters, and he's doing it because he loves the USA so much.
Okay.
And there's like, John Rhys Meyers at times like turns to Travolta and he's like, and of course, John Rhys Meyers' American accent is amazing.
Oh, geez.
Just like, I'm from America. hey, Charlie Wax, do we ever truly win against the bad guys? He's like, yeah, we do. He's like, oh, great. But by the way, speaking of Denzel Washington Training Day, can I just say this? Because I also watched Book of Eli.
Jeez.
On a, I rented it from iTunes, watched it on my iPod, on the bus to Pompeii. But I'll get to Italy in a second. Hold on.
There's stuff to do on the bus to Pompeii.
I looked out the window, okay, but also it's a long bus ride. It was from Rome.
Okay.
Anyway. Can I just say this about Denzel Washington? No one gets shot better than Denzel Washington.
Wow.
That dude can get shot on screen.
Hmm.
Training Day, he gets blowed up.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Pretty
he also
good.
Gets, he takes in Man on Fire. That guy gets shot.
Oh,
also,
wow,
Book,
yeah,
of Eli. No, not giving saying if he lives or dies, but he gets shot in that one too. Like, if he was just walking on the street and he didn't know who he was, and he like did his acting there when he got shot, someone would call an ambulance. They wouldn't even see it. They wouldn't even have to hear a gun. They would just like, you know, no one even heard a gunshot. A dude can act a gunshot.
Wait a second.
No one gets shot like Denzel.
No? Didn't he get shot in Glory? Yeah.
He gets shot in Glory?
Doesn't he?
I know he gets
shot. I'm trying to tie his getting shot to his Oscar gold.
Oh, well, he didn't get an Oscar gold for Man on Fire.
He should have, though.
I don't know what was up that year, but yeah. Give it to him. That was a great movie.
That was, yeah.
Better than that other version, the original one. What's that guy's name? Scott Glenn? Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was, yeah, a remake. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that was like the one, like, what's that guy's name? Tony Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's awful, but that movie was good.
What? Domino's Tony Scott?
Yeah, Domino's Tony Scott, the biggest over-director in the world. He's like, what? I can make the screen look yellow? I'll do it for no reason. So anyway, I got to, after watching all these movies, which I will say made the time go a lot faster.
Of
so
course.
That's all my stupid complaining, I was at least for some of it laughing at James Franco. So,
did you laugh out loud on the plane?
I did laugh out loud, but whenever you tick off my head. Oh, by the way, this is the funny thing. One of the people I was traveling with, we got part of the reason, you know, flying is a series of indignities is because we are, I missed two flights and Jeez. Not... of my own fault. So when we got booked in this other flight, we weren't sitting together. And so I went back to her section and I noticed like, hey, because it was like this last minute flight we were putting on. I was like, your section is worse than mine. Like I'm in a better set. I'm not in first class, but I'm, and like looking at the amenities they provided her and then the amenities that like I was provided, it was like, it's not like I'm getting any special upgrades. They're just kind of punishing you.
Hmm.
Like they gave me some headphones to listen to the movie with. and they were cheap headphones. Hers were cheaper. It's like, I don't think they made these kind of cheap headphones anymore. You had to sort of take mine and break them to give them to her. It's basically like, it's like, oh, you'll enjoy in the middle class section of seating, you'll enjoy a non-punched food. And then in the economy class, we will punch your food before giving it to you. Put a fist through it.
Everyone in economy class, we have lit the trash can fire, so yeah. Everyone gather around.
Warm up. So I arrived got to Rome, and one weird custom, when you get to Rome, they make you drink wolf's milk.
Okay.
Just like the founders. I thought that was kind of a...
Is it actual wolf's milk, or is it just like wolf's milk brand
No,
soda?
It's they milk it from a wolf right in front of you.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And they also talk about... So I went to like Rome and Florence and Venice. I expected it to... Because one of the things they say about Italy... Have you ever heard this? Like, oh, in Europe, like the fashion.
Yeah.
Like, what they're wearing in Europe, we'll be wearing 5 years from now.
Right.
You ever heard anything like
that?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I feel like the internet and just basically like... The speed at which we communicate is a lot faster nowadays. So people are pretty much like wearing the same thing. It's like, oh, I've seen these clothes. We have douchebags in America too. Did you not know that? I mean, like, that's not, you know, crazy out there. But I mean, I will say like the people of Italy, you know, they had a lot of attractive people there, but yet not any more so than you would expect any sort of like big city.
Yeah.
You know, like I did feel like if there's one sort of, you know, a significant cultural difference that hits your eyes right away is that the older people there still cared. I mean, because like, you know how there's this sort of like, you know, like, man, when I get to an age where I don't care about anyone anymore, like I'm going to wear a big purple hat or something like that, you know? But like, no, there it's like, I still got to buy designer clothes, even though I, you know, I'm just going to, you don't see any like old dudes just like, wandering, I don't know. They're still
Nobody's wearing like track suits and like Garfield T-shirts.
Yeah, there's a lot of seasoned citizens dressing like they were in junior high still.
Nice.
In other words, like, you know, having to pay attention to like
dress to impress.
Oh, got the new Tommy Hilfiger on. I'm wearing the cool water cologne like they did when I was in middle school. Well, those were two primo fashion items.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. One thing I did not like about I was watching flipping around the TV. And they had like MTV Gold. And MTV Gold, which I think was in German, but it was still showing in Venice. It was showing what's that show? Jersey Shore. It was showing a Jersey Shore special.
Oh, awesome.
And it's like, all right, well, I can tolerate this train wreck. But the fact that like this is being shown outside of the country, that is not cool.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's like okay, there need to be some contract. Because you know how Netflix won't work outside the country? Have you heard that? Because of copyright laws. That should be the way with Jersey Shore. Because, like, we can't show this to other people.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, people, you know, like, oh, some countries don't have high opinions of the United States. Or so I'm told. No one said it to me, though. But it's like, I showed them, like, especially, like, in Italy, the fact that they're showing Jersey Shore, like, you're like, oh, yeah, fist pump. You're like, I love Italia. And, like, you know,
oh, jeez.
Like, I'm a red-blooded Italian. It's like, like, this is what America thinks of us? Really?
Scarface poster, really?
Yeah, it's like he was Cuban. Like, it seems like that should not happen. Like, you should not be showing Jersey Shore in Italy. Like, that's not.
No, that's breaking a trade embargo.
Not cool.
Yeah.
Also, you were joking around before the show about their toilets being different.
Yes.
Well, first of all, Venice is just crazy. Like, you go there, and besides the fact that there's no roads, that there are just water, mm-hmm. like, that is kind of nutty. That's nutty enough.
Sure.
But, like, it's just, everything there is so old. It's like, there's a building there that's older than this country, and now it's like a mini mart. Like, there's some dude selling hot dogs out of, like, a 400-year-old building. You know, that's not... That kind of blows you. And you're just kind of, like, walking around basically like this castle. It's like, I can't... That was, like, the one place that I went. I mean, because, like, Rome, you know, it's cool because you walk and there's the Colosseum. You're like, oh, what? Mm. You know, there's, like, you know, however, like, 2,000-year-old building or something. But Venice, I just couldn't take it. Like, it was hard to... I still don't understand.
Can't quite fathom.
I can't quite fathom where I was.
This beauty that is Venice?
KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I was just going to say, when I was in Italy, it was weird. They were really rude, and they had this weird relationship with Americans. Like, they had the song "We Are the Real Californians" they used to sing.
What?
In Italian and stuff. And so they would put down America, but then at the same time act like they were competing with it and trying to be better than it. So it was really weird.
What's your name, caller?
Kristen.
Kristen. How's it going, Kristen?
Oh, it's going okay. But the good thing about Venice is I got there in the summer in the middle of the afternoon and still found a hotel.
Hmm.
And it was the best hotel I ever stayed at, even though it smelled like cat pee everywhere. Because it was full of cats.
Oh.
It was like there were cats everywhere. And so, like, if you wanted a cat to, like, sleep with or cuddle with, you could bring it in your room. And, you know, they were just running all over the place. And I guess they still had rooms because not all tourists want a hotel filled with cats.
What?
I like how that story had, like, a not a surprise ending. Like, it smelled like cat urine because it was full of cats.
And it's great, too. And also, they didn't speak English.
Oh. That's funny. Like,
isn't that wonderful in Venice?
Let me ask, what brought you to Italy, Kristen, when you went? When you went to Italy, why'd you go?
Why did you go? I had a friend in Milan.
Ooh, fashionable.
Milan.
Milano.
That's pretty cool.
A
what do you
have? Friend, and her friends were the rude ones who wouldn't, they all knew English, but they only spoke English when they wanted to say something obscene.
Hmm.
Or insulting.
Well, we'll nuke them one of these days.
But the cat people, the cat hotel.
Hotel for cats?
When I was trying to ask the checkout time, you know. And they kept saying, "We are liberale, liberale." And so they didn't have a checkout time. You just left when you felt like it.
Nice.
Huh. I think you were supposed to leave the cats. Or maybe you could take some cats with you.
Did you take any cats?
I didn't take any cats.
Okay, good.
But
those cats are for all.
But, you know, yeah, because, I mean, they have, like, a lot of cats there. So it's good that this hotel was full of cats and they had a home, you know.
That's true. Otherwise, cats don't like water.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So it all worked out good.
They're little cat gondoliers. Picture it. Picture a cat on a little cat boat.
Yeah, you could have, and there were so many cats, you could have more than one cat in your room if you wanted.
Well, sounds like
this sounds like the most luxurious place in the world.
Yeah.
For people who love cats. Like,
true. Absolutely.
They need to, like, the Italy Board of Tourism is like, welcome to Italy.
I know, I think
home of kitty cats.
It's like last on the list because, like I said, I got there in the summer in the middle of the afternoon and they were the only place with, like, a vacancy, but it was the best place.
You just heard them meowing.
No, they weren't yowling. They just...
No, I know that they're called guy. Jokes, Kristen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, bye. That was weird.
She got out while the getting was good.
Yeah. My hotel in Venice, here's what I didn't like. Toilet, not a lever, had two buttons.
Okay.
And you push the button, then it flush. One button was smaller, the other button was bigger.
Hmm.
You pressed a button determining based on what you did in there. I don't like my toilet knowing. You know, like, I don't want my toilet being like, admit what you did. Admit what you just did. You pressed the bigger button. Like, no, just let me press. I'll press the smaller one twice if need be. No, you're a big, big button.
It's all the same, toilet.
You pressed that big button. Like, I don't want to admit to the big button.
I brought out the big guns. You brought out the big guns.
Let me just press the small. No, two buttons. Two buttons. Also, when I was in Venice, I took a water bus to this other island of Lido.
Mm.
And by the way, I did not have to speak Italian once. And every time I tried to speak Italian, like acqua naturale, they were like, "Oh, water? Is that really?" They spoke English back, but they're all pretty nice. Because all these towns, if you took the tourists away, especially like Venice, there's no I guess we'll sell blown glass to each other. We're screwed. Like, there's something like, you know, I hope the city of Florence, like, I hope everyone in Florence loves leather and silk on their own. I hope we all buy enough. Screwed. You're screwed. Rude Italian, shape up. Shape up, you got. Cool it, as David likes to say. Stealing your catchphrases.
That's fine.
Right in front of you. But the last thing I'll say about it, and then we'll listen to some more music. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Let me actually look at my notes again. There you go, yeah. So we took a water bus, which is just...
It's a boat, Mac.
Yeah, a boat. But, you know, it had like little stops, like a bus.
Oh, okay.
It was an above water subway.
An above way?
Like, laughing at all my nose breathing, and I'm like, gross. To this island of Lido to go to a beach there. And when we're there, there's like a lot of dudes walking around in like Speedos. And a lot of those dudes are like dudes who should not be walking around in Speedos.
Okay.
And so I'm like, you know, laughing, kind of pointing, being like, check on that guy wearing a Speedo. And it's funny because they're probably looking at me and being like, look at that guy's like long Puritan shame shorts. Like, look how much that guy hates his body to where he doesn't want to have people be able to see what they want to see. Or I don't know.
That took a weird turn.
Yeah, but that's what I'm guessing they're thinking or something.
Well, you could see it in their eyes.
Like wearing the why not? It's like I might have well been wearing like this old timey bathing suit. So it looks like a strong man.
The singlet.
Yeah. The singlet that's like red and white striped. I'm like walking into the water with like shoes on and a little like twirly mustache.
Yeah.
My hair parted down the middle. My fist pointed up in the air like I'm about to box someone.
Yeah.
Oh, color your face. Crimson your face, sorry.
Yeah, that's...
Crimson is a color.
It's sure.
Oh, buddy. But I'm back, and I feel terrible.
Oh, right.
But I like doing this radio show. Yay. So what are we going to hear, David?
Oh,
I'll
wow.
shut the up about my stupid trip. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great. And Italian people, nice for the most part.
Well, we're glad to have you back. We're glad you had a good trip. Now, where's my cat?
Yeah, apparently I didn't Cat Island.
Didn't load up on cats.
I was like, which way to Venice? And they're like, what? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Venezia? And they're like, what? And I go, Cat Island? They go, yeah, there it is. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Australia's own Eddie Current's Oppression Ring from their Rush to Relax album. This is Burn. More Moscow Wedding Show after this. You're listening to the Moscow Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake.
Yes, we just heard Eddie Current's Oppression Ring from their release from this year. Rush to Relax is the album. Burn is the song. Good stuff. Hope you liked it.
You know, part of being away for a week out of the country was the first hotel I stayed in had wireless internet, but I really didn't have like a lot of time to look at it. Anyway, long story short, I've been disconnected. Mm-hmm. For a while, and it wasn't until I got back into town that someone told me, look, there have been a couple free agent signings. There's now a new big three in the NBA, so I think we're all super excited about, that's right, James Anderson, Matt Bonner, and Tiago Splitter.
Yeah! We're coming for you!
That's right. New Spurs big three. I think that's what the news was about, right?
Uh-huh. You haven't read any papers or anything, have you?
I saw a bit of a Kathy comic on the floor of a Chicago airport.
Well, I'll sit you down after this show, tell you all about it.
Apparently, she's not looking forward to swimsuit season. I believe her comment was "ack." I think is what she said.
I think the third panel said, "I eat to feel."
So anyway, wow.
Yeah,
Kathy's too real all of a sudden.
Yes, it's gritty. David Simon took it over.
Oh, that's. I'm looking forward to it now.
Yeah, it's going to be the best.
Kim Dickens is going to play Kathy. That's only funny because it's not, because Kim Dickens could probably pull it off. Talented actress.
Of course.
She's also in Tremmy.
Yeah. Tremmy. Hi, Todd.
So, David, what have you been up to since I've been gone? I'll stop. I'm stopped.
No, I'm done. Take it all the way.
I am done.
Take it to the bridge. You missed... probably one of the dumbest weeks of my life in that I did two of the dumbest things I've ever done ever.
Ever?
Top five. Two of the top five.
Okay.
So here's the first one. Real quick. I was at work at International Tomato and one of the bathrooms is set up and this isn't bathroom centric, but it does take place there. One of the bathrooms has the utility closet in it. So that's where the cleaning crew stores their cleaning supplies and equipment. So what'll happen is if one of the female cleaning crew needs something from that utility closet, they will leave the door open. They'll knock, you know, make sure there's no men in there because there's something improper about a lady going into the bathroom, even for just a minute.
Yeah, of course.
And so then they'll prop the door open, let people know there's a lady in here, get the cleaning supplies, then leave.
Yeah, I think they do that, not just in our office. Pretty much everywhere.
Okay, I'm just painting a picture, setting the stage.
Yeah.
So I go into the bathroom one day this week and go in. And there's a guy in there, you know, in the utility closet talking to somebody. I can't see who, though. So I'm just like, oh, it's just dudes just hanging out. That's fine. I'll do my business, no problem at all. Well, I do my business, and I'm walking over to the sink to wash my hands, and one of the female cleaning crew comes out of the closet. She was the one talking to the guy. Wink. Yes. She was the one talking to the guy, and immediately she freaks out because she knows she's not supposed to be there. She knows she did something wrong by not letting people know she's in the bathroom. She's in the bathroom with a man now. So,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, panicking. A situational comedy ensues because another thing is she doesn't speak a word of English. And I don't speak very good Spanish. Actually, my Spanish completely failed me, and I'll tell you how. She's apologizing. I could tell she's apologizing. She's sort of covering her eyes with one hand and shushing me away with the other, like, I should not be here, that sort of thing. Speaking Spanish the entire time.
Wait, so she was covering her eyes with one hand and shushing me away with the other?
Yeah, you know, like, sort of like, my eyes. Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of funny because her, the hand says, don't look at me. And then the other hand says, I'm not looking at you.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, there is a huge communication gap here. So I want to tell her that it's okay, don't worry, because, you know, I'm sure she's panicking. I'm sure she thinks she could lose her job over this. But I can't think of the way to say it in Spanish. So here's what ends up coming out of my mouth. Uh-huh. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh my God. Because are you a Mad TV character?
I don't know what that was because I just thought, well, this will certainly bridge the gap between.
It's okay. Thanks, Rin.
Between my lack of Spanish and her lack of English, we'll meet in the middle and we'll just we'll call it a day. It's okay. So she.
I know if I sound like the cleaning lady from Family Guy.
I don't know what came over me. I don't know why that was a good idea, but I immediately felt awful about it. But there's no way I can apologize for that because there's already a gap in the communication. So she retreats to the closet. I didn't see any sort of register on her face. Like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
But that was on my face.
Yeah.
So the whole scenario plays out like, it's okay, it's okay. And then the sourest look on my face, like.
So
I can only imagine.
She just thought you, she heard you say something and she did not understand why you were saying it.
Yeah.
And then the look on your face is like, so sour. She must have interpreted that as a sour look towards her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just insulted her. I just made fun of her language. And then I made a go to hell face or something at her.
Was the taut snap of the noose audible from your desk later in the day?
It was not. Oh, man, I just felt, it was one of those things, I felt horrible about it. I still kind of do, like, I don't know. But as soon as it happened, my first thought was, that radio show can't get here quick enough. I was like, I can't wait to talk about this. I didn't mention it to anybody. I just sat in silence for the rest of the week. But yeah, that was, I felt really, really dumb after that one. I still do.
That's part of the difficult part of doing a radio show with two people that unfortunately see each other so often is that there are things like, I got a story, Dave, but I can't tell you.
Yeah. we need to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
So we're holding out, holding back a lot. It helped that you were gone for a week, but, I only collected two stories and I watched four movies. Hope that helps.
So what was the other stupid thing you did?
Other stupid thing I did. Here we go. Does this, we're going intercity with this. Does this station go out to Buda, do you know?
Oh, Lord, no.
Okay, good.
Although I'm sure we have a lot of people listening on our web stream.
Okay, well, let's pretend we don't.
KOOP.org.
Yes, please. If you want to listen, please do. If you're already listening, please listen.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, by the way.
So I get the itch to... I'm in the middle of replenishing my DVD collection.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say I'm going to go buy a new casting reel at Cabela's.
No.
In Buda.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch the Fish Eat Other Fish.
That's right. Terrifying. Yeah. So, you're restocking your DVD.
Yeah. I had to liquidate a bunch of them a couple years ago, and I'm in a place where, I want to buy some back.
Sure.
So, I've been scouring the Craigslist. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Craigslist? Yes. And there was an ad that had several titles that are very hard to find, and I was looking very forward to getting these back. A little pricey, a little out of my range. So I make arrangements with the seller, we're going to meet up. I find out that I would have to go down to South Park Meadows. And I'm like, eh, that's when the doubt starts to set in. It's like, ah, do I really need these? Do I? I'm paying a lot. And then I got to drive in rush hour traffic. I don't even know if this is on the up and up. I might get rolled when I get there. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. So I write the seller an email. It's like, and this is where I mess up.
Uh-huh.
And this propels the rest of my messing up. So I want to sort of cancel, but I feel bad for canceling. Like, hey, I know you made plans. I know you're getting ready to sell to me, but you know, you can't sell to me anymore. But to put the cherry on top of it, I say, you know what? I can't do it. I told you I can't. I told you I'd buy them, but I can't. My wife wouldn't be cool with it.
You know, because we always know that honesty is a stupid policy.
Yeah, honesty is a bill of goods. But of course, if I've got an alibi, then I come out squeaky clean to these anonymous sellers who I'll never meet again. So I'm like, my wife, you know, she's not on board with this. Send the email. Done. Done. You know, my hands are certainly dusty from all that emailing.
Yep.
Get an email back. Something to the effect of like, well, you know, just don't tell her. I'm sure she'd be cool with it. I was like, haha, yeah, that's funny.
Wait, so you emailed him back after that?
Digging the hole.
You're always your own worst enemy.
Me and my wife, apparently. Because I don't know why I felt compelled to do this, but I sent an email back saying, you know what? It's really not a good time to spend money like this. We've been talking about saving. We've been talking about all these plans.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop. I'm building up this fanciful world of tight pennies and, you know, living day to day.
You're digging your own hole deeper. No one's asked you to dig. You don't even have a shovel.
No. This is my bare hands.
It's not even your land.
My fingernails are bleeding from all this hole digging. Yes. So I send that one, get an email back a couple hours later.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, listen, man, I've been thinking about it, and you seem like a really honest guy. You seem like you're having a rough go of it. How about this?
Wow.
How about I just give you the DVDs, and you can pay me back, you know, whenever you can.
So apparently you've been lying to the nicest guy.
Who just called me the honest, most honest guy ever. Yeah. So I never gave up the ruse.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it's still out there, except for right now. This is my formal apology to them if they're listening. But my final email was like, no.
Odds are good.
Yeah. 70-30.
I'd say it's pretty much a lock that person's listening right now.
Well, knowing me, it's a guarantee. I'm surprised they're not standing behind me right now.
He's like started a fund for you. Like, help this crack. Wait, what?
Yeah, that church picnic has just got canceled.
He's fuming somewhere right now.
He's money for me.
You didn't respond to that?
Oh no, I responded to that last one.
Oh my Lord, what'd you say to that?
I was like, no, it's very sweet of you. You know, it's very kind. But
surprised you weren't like, that's very kind of you. I have to go now. My wife's taken ill.
Listen, my rocket.
We can't afford doctors.
I'm gonna have to. I'm sorry if I was late in responding. I just had to smother my wife with a pillow. To put her out of her misery. She's had the bone disease for so long. No, I finally responded. And I was like, thank you. That's very kind. I'm going to pass. Thank you. I can't foresee a time when I could pay you back. But good luck. Good luck selling your DVDs. You know, that sort of thing. Never heard back. So that's good. But yeah, why do I do it? Why did I do it? Why did I continue to do it? I felt horrible typing it, but I still continued to type this, like, this small world that I created.
You know, I don't know. I get that a lot where I have to deliver somebody some news that they may not like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll be like, well, what's a good excuse? And then after about 5 minutes of, like, crafting out this, like, awesome excuse, the other part of my brain goes like, or you could just tell them the real reason, like an adult. And then gives me the palms up, like, why wasn't that your first move? Like, oh, right. Of course it should have been.
Yeah. I could have just said, nah, never mind. Change my mind. Don't want him anymore. That would have been the easy thing to do. But I did not do it.
Yeah. Well, that was certainly two very stupid things.
Yeah. It was, that was a full week for me.
I thought of one more thing about the Italy thing. Do you mind if I add it
on? Of course, of course.
In terms of like thinking about stupid stuff in your head, like I ate a lot of pizza while I was there, and the pizza was really good. You know, it's not like, oh, what? You know, like, that. Oh, you know what? I remember when I was a kid, I was like watching TV and they had like, I don't even know why this was news, but it was like a summit of Italian chefs to come over here and rate American pizza. And the Italian chef was like, he's like, I'm not going to do an egg. I'm going to do my Mario. Like, that's mash at the barrels. He's like, American pizza is good, but it's like sex with a condom. Like, doesn't, not a good feeling. And I remember that, of course, because what a, like, awful thing to say. Just it's like, whoa, you're super creepy right off the bat.
They just cut back to the news desk. It's like, well, that, yeah, that was said.
It's like, right? Am I right? It's like, yeah, like, you're just a creep. But I don't know. For some reason, in my brain, I imagine being like just a huge jerk and being like, you know, you're welcome for the tomato. Because a lot of people don't realize the tomato was something from the New World.
Right.
Their pizzas were tomatoless.
Mm-hmm.
They were bread cooked on the Centurion shield up until we gave them the tomato. And I was like, man, you know, not actually considering doing it, it's been in my brain being like, yeah, you're welcome for the tomato.
Right.
And then how's that been, you know, tomatoes been treating you pretty good, huh? Well, you're welcome. And then if they would come back with, oh yeah, how's the white people? The white people that we gave, how are they working out over there? All the white people we gave you.
Well, I'm glad that didn't play out the way you thought it would.
I'm glad Italian people in my brain aren't as big a jerk.
Scumbags.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let us do get out of here.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding. That's it.
What are we going to close the show with?
Boo! JSBX. We're going out with some Blues Explosion. Cool V.
Stay tuned for the clear spot.
Sure, why not?
John. With John.
Oh!
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin. Nope, that's our theme music.
Nope.
Goodbye, Austin.